Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The annual Central Peninsula Hospital free drive-through flu shot clinic is today from 3 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. The shots will be administered in the facility parking lot of the Central Peninsula Hospital with the car lineup on Fireweed Lane in Saldana. The shots are a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last. CPH Director of External Affairs Bruce Richards says that this event is a great way to help ensure that individuals who are 18 years or older can receive their influenza vaccines just before flu season hits.
In the flu season every year is really rough on certain groups of people, especially people who are immunocompromised, and getting them some protection is really important.
According to CDC guidelines, it's recommended that people wait for 15 minutes just after they got their vaccine to make sure that there isn't any type of negative reaction to the shot. To ensure that everyone has a safe time, CPH is allowing everyone to wait in the parking lot to be monitored before they hit the road again.
There's a lot of involvement. It's going to be a lot of volunteers out there and you know, people giving vaccinations and then a place for you to go sit and park and make sure everything's okay before you take off.
As for volunteers, there will be 8 nurses, 3 paramedic students, and 3 other nurses from infection prevention present to help monitor and administer shots. For the individuals who would like to get their shot but can't make it out to the event, there's no need to fear.
They'll have another chance. So we have a community health fair coming up on the 28th. You'll be able to, if you miss this somehow, you'll get another shot at it, but you can also get some labs done, discounted labs that we do this every year. And it's a really good deal for people to go and figure out and know their numbers.
Once again, the annual Central Peninsula Hospital free drive-through flu shot clinic is today from 3 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. A months-long search for a Delta Junction hit-and-run killer ends in the arrest after Alaska State Troopers received a critical tip. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A nearly 2-month-long search by Alaska State Troopers for the person behind a hit-and-run homicide in Delta Junction ended on Wednesday when troopers arrested the woman believed to be responsible. 32-year-old Chelsea Erickson of Delta Junction was arrested on Wednesday, October 17th, for criminally negligent homicide, failure to render aid, and 2 counts of tampering with evidence. 60-year-old Janelle Erickson was also arrested for tampering with evidence. The AST investigation, which led to Erickson's arrest, stemmed from an incident on August 29th of this year. Around 10 p.m. on the evening of the 29th, troopers received a report of a deceased person in the roadway near milepost 1421 of the Alaska Highway in Delta Junction. Troopers responded along with assistance from the rural Deltana and Fort Greeley fire departments. The deceased individual was determined to be John Emmerich, age 47, of Delta Junction. An investigation revealed Emmerich had been struck by a vehicle, which subsequently fled the scene. The course of the subsequent investigation and search prompted troopers to seek assistance from the public. In a report filed on August 30th, AST stated, "The Alaska State Troopers are asking anyone who has information about a hit-and-run that killed an adult male near Delta Junction yesterday evening around 10 p.m. Evidence at the scene has led troopers to believe that the suspect vehicle is a dark gray or blue vehicle that continued driving toward Tok after the collision." Chelsea Erickson was developed as a suspect with the assistance of the Technical Crimes Unit in Anchorage, as well as a tip submitted to AST. Based on this information, troopers from Delta Junction made contact with both Chelsea and Janelle Erickson at their home in Delta. A pickup truck was found in a locked shed next to the residence, completely concealed, with the hood and grill removed, along with other parts of the vehicle. After the pickup was towed from the property, further evidence was discovered on the pickup, confirming it was the vehicle that was involved in the crash. Both women were remanded to the Fairbanks Correctional Facility. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Thursday.